Good morning. Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to be here together. It's been a blessing to me as well when I've been on a CAM projects and been able to help others. Just probably the biggest thing for me that I enjoy is working with other people from church that you don't normally work with. And also that I've been, just with it being Easter, I've been blessed just to think of the resurrection of Jesus, and just as they were sharing, and just challenging me to think, to ask the question to myself, is that resurrection power a reality in my life? But maybe I should be talking about that this morning, but that's not what I have my thoughts went to. So, first of all, I would like to read a passage in Daniel chapter 1. I'll be reading verses 1 to 15. So my theme verse this morning is going to be Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. And I just want to read this passage and just give you a context of the verse. In the Daniel chapter 1, verse 1. In the year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. As thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. It's just interesting to me that it seemed like God blessed Daniel and his decision to do what is right, and he purposed in his heart to not defile himself. I have some more thoughts here, but I think I'm going to have a prayer before I continue. Dear Father in heaven, Thank you for your love and mercy to us. Thank you for allowing us to be gathered together in this way. Just pray that you would be with my thoughts. Help me to have clarity of thought and be able to share what you have laid on my heart, that it could be a blessing to those that are here, Lord. Just bless our time the rest of this day. Bless our fellowship this afternoon. And just thank you, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So my thoughts are gonna be, I've been thinking about is in verse 8, where it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not be defile himself." And if there was a title I'd put to these, it would just be a study on purpose. What is my purpose? What do I... Do I have a purpose? So I don't know what you'd call it. It's something out of that I got out of the treasury of scripture knowledge. It's a little part about being defiled. Says, "Heathen nations not only ate unclean beasts, which were forbidden by Jewish law, but even clean animals that were eaten were first offered as victims to their gods, and part of the wine was poured out as a liberation on their altars. Hence, Athenians calls the beasts served up at the tables of the Persian kings victims. Daniel was therefore resolved not to defile himself with their viands. Yet he did not rudely refuse what was intended as a kindness, but mildly and modestly requested the proper officers to indulge him in this respect." So I just thought I noticed that as well, that Daniel, it seemed like he said it in a nice way. He wasn't rude, or in the way he asked to be served with pulse. This morning, my thoughts were on purpose. Have I purposed in my heart to resist sin as Daniel did, or do I think I will wait and see? If I don't make up my mind ahead of time, more than likely I will give in to whatever it may be. I thought it was interesting to look up the Hebrew word for purpose. And so I looked up this Hebrew word, and there's actually no other way, a place that I found that translates it as purpose. All the other times it's translated, it's dates, set, make, appoint, put, lay, will, give, things like that. And I didn't find anywhere where it's actually purpose. But it seems to be an action. And it was an action date that was done. And it says Daniel purposed. You could maybe even put different words there. The Hebrew word is actually in the Old Testament 546 times. So I thought that was interesting. It's in there quite a few times, but I didn't find where it was actually translated purpose. Am I willing to make a decision thinking of Daniel's purpose? Had to think of when Joshua, he said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I thought that kind of went with this. I just thought, am I willing to make a decision as Joshua did, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Then I found some verses that were talked about. They don't say purpose necessarily, but they imply that, or it, just the way it says it, it describes purpose in my mind. I have them right here in front of me, so I might read them through quicker. Ruth 1:17. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So, just it says, will I? And she had made up her mind. I think it was maybe Ruth. She had made up her mind that she was going to go with Naomi there. 1 Kings 5, verse 5, and behold, I purpose to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father, saying, thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he shall build an house unto my name. Psalms 119, 106. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Psalm 119, verse 115. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Every man, according as he hath purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Then the last one is in Acts 11, verse 23. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. I don't know, it was just interesting for me reading through those verses and seeing. And I like the last one where it says, he exhorted them that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. And it seems like if we just live life aimlessly, then we don't get very far. But if we have a purpose, it seems like God blesses that. Then I read the commentary, Matthew Henry Concise Commentary on it, and it'd be verse 8 to verse 16. And I might just read that. I thought it described it good, what my thoughts were. The interest we think we make for ourselves. So, like, I think it's talking about the interest, others, people being interested in us. The interest we think we make for ourselves, we must acknowledge to be God's gift. So it's God's blessing on our lives. Daniel was still firm to his religion. Whatever they called him, so no matter what others thought of him, he still held fast the spirit of an Israelite. These youths scrupled, and scrupled means doubt arising from difficulty in deciding what is right. It says, these youths scrupled concerning the meat, lest it should be sinful. When God's people are in Babylon, they need take special care that they partake not of her sins. It is much to the praise of young people not to covet or seek the delights of sense. Those who would excel in wisdom and piety must learn betimes to keep the body under. Daniel avoided defiling himself with sin, and we should more fear that than any outward trouble. We should more fear that than any outward trouble. It is easier to keep temptation at a distance than to resist it when near. And we cannot better improve our interest in any other... And we cannot better improve our interest in any with whom we have found favor than to use it to keep us from sin. People will not believe the benefit of avoiding excess and of a spare diet, nor how much they contribute to the health of the body, unless they try. Conscious temperance will always do more, even for the comfort of this life, than sinful indulgence. The two things probably that stood out to me the most in this commentary was those who would excel in wisdom and piety must learn betimes to keep the body under. And also, conscientious temperance will always do more, even for the comfort of this life, than sinful indulgence. And I just was blessed by those statements. The more I thought about what Daniel did, the more it blessed me. How he didn't want to defile himself and how he seemed to be very respectful about it, and also didn't seem to mind too much what they thought about his desire not to eat the king's meat. But he desired to keep himself clean. God will bless us as he did Daniel, if we are committed to following him. And so I would like to read a few verses that say, give blessing, maybe not. Yeah, just said that talk about those the blessings God gives to those that are faithful. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So this is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So he rewards those that diligently seek him. Proverbs 11:18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. That's a promise, that whoever seek him early will find him. Jeremiah 29:13. And ye shall seek for me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So it says we will find him if we seek him with all our heart. Matthew 6:33, I think we all got this one memorized. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And thou, Solomon, my son, know that 1 Chronicles 28:9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all imaginations, the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. So that verse was just a challenge to me, and also a blessing, because it says he understands all the imaginations of our thoughts. But also there's a blessing for those that seek him, because he says that he will be found of thee. God wants to reward us, but we must diligently seek him. God has more delight in those that seek him with all their heart. Then I have two verses I'd like to read yet, and then I'm going to take my seat. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. And then Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.